We're back here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk wrestling as we gear up for the sectionals, which is coming up on Saturday. And we'll be heading to Williamsburg. We'll also be going having reports for 1A wrestling in English Valleys and also at Pleasantville. But I'm going to Raider Country, and that's where the Grinnell Tigers are going to be going, along with East Marshall and South Tama, as area kids here from Grinnell trying to qualify into next week's districts. And joining us now is a sophomore for the Grinnell Tiger wrestling team. He's a Little Hawkeye Conference champ, won this past Saturday at 138 pounds. Also had a pretty good football season as well. Eli Rose with us here on 1410 KGRN. Eli, good to see you. And
you too.
Yeah, how are you feeling now? I'm getting ready for sectionals.
I feel like if we can get some more practices in with
If you could get any practices in.
Yeah, yeah. But I think we're ready. I think the team's ready.
So, what has your week been like? I'm sure you've probably got to be a little stir-crazy because you haven't had practice or school or anything.
Right, yeah. I've just been stuck at home all week. I've been doing stuff basement just so I'm not completely out of shape by the time we do actually wrestle. But I think everyone's just kind of anxious to get back into the wrestling room and get back to work.
So you've had some time to reflect a little bit on your conference title. I mean, what does it mean to you now after coming away Saturday with that first title? I mean, that's you had a good dominating day.
Yeah, I'm still excited about it. Still happy. Obviously, I'm still happy it happened, but I'm just... I don't know.
You don't know. you're kind of speechless about
yeah.
it. Was it a surprise to you that you did it? Did you expect to go out and win a conference title? Because it seems like you kind of surprised yourself a little bit.
Well, every time you step out on the mat, you have to expect to win if you want to win. And I've been watching my match with him for. I've been watching my match with Caden Schmidt for. Few days before we actually wrestled again, and I felt like I was ready for him this time, and I knew what to expect, and yeah, I just did my thing, went out there and wrestled.
Are you one that you like to know as much as possible about your opponent, or do you just go into it sometimes cold and just kind of improvise along the way?
Most of the time I just kind of go in cold, but I felt like I needed to, I feel like this one was a special case, and I needed to get in there and actually study it and look at it and review it and work on it.
Okay. Well, maybe that'll help you down the road. Maybe a little bit of research does you some good. Tell me about your approach to wrestling coming into this year. What do you feel like you learned last year in your freshman year wrestling so much varsity that has helped you into this year?
I mean, you just got to be ready for anything.
You're a little speechless.
I am right now, a little bit.
Well, take me back to freshman year then. What do you feel like you learned the most from last year? What stood out for you the most last year?
Well, it's definitely not like middle school wrestling. It's it's a big step up from that. But you gotta be ready, and it was an eye-opening experience last year just being thrown in the mix, and I feel like I did pretty good last year, and then I'm just working on that and getting better this year, and then next year will be even better.
What did you do in the off season to get you ready? I mean, what kind of things did you do to prepare?
I did a lot of freestyle and Greco wrestling. I went to tournaments around the state, and I won quite a few of them. And then I tried to qualify for the Fargo National Tournament in North Dakota, but I ended up just shy of that.
What did you need to do to qualify for that?
You needed to get top four in the state at your weight for each event. And I think I got fifth in one and seventh in another.
So pretty close.
Yeah, it was really close.
So you're going to go through that same process here this coming summer?
Yeah, yep. I'm going to do freestyle and Greco again, hopefully even better than last year, more experience with it, and yeah.
Yeah, Eli Rose with us here on 1410 KGR. And what do you like most about wrestling?
I guess just hanging out with my friends at the meets and just relaxing.
Forget about the competition. Yeah. You just like to hang.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's interesting. I mean, because you play football and you got a chance to start sophomore year at linebacker for football. Football is such a team sport, whereas wrestling is more individual. Yeah, there's a little bit of team aspect to it when you're competing together with everybody else. But how to compare and contrast your participation in the two sports, being part of a team in football, whereas in wrestling you're more one-on-one.
So in football, you'll always have somebody there out on the field to help pick you up. But in wrestling, it's kind of a mental game out there. You just got to be able to pick yourself up out there if you're losing by a few points and late in the match. But I like football a lot more because I'm able to help other people too with that. Like out on the field, if they miss a play or something, then it feels better that way instead of like, I don't really know how to put it.
No, I think you put it okay there. You like being part of a team. There's something about being part of the team. It's like you say when you said your first thing about wrestling is you like hanging around with the guys. You just like being around other people, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I love other people.
Yeah. What about the football season? What really stood out this past football season? I know the team had been struggling the last couple of years, and Coach Sazer has kind of changed the whole atmosphere, I think. What kind of stood out this past season?
We definitely had a lot more fresh faces out there than what I've seen in the past. We had a lot of sophomores starting, and just kind of being thrown into the mix, it was different, but then it felt really different when, like, say we'd come back from a loss, but then on the Sunday when we go to the extra stuff that we'd work and watch film and whatnot, we'd all come back together and we'd just rebuild and flush the last loss, but don't forget it, just don't let it affect you anymore, and just come back and battle the next Friday.
Yeah. I mentioned this the other day when I interviewed you and Wyatt Hunter, two sophomores, two guys right there in the middle at inside. It seemed like you kind of fed off of one another a lot in football.
Oh yeah, definitely. Whenever one of us made a big play, the other one always congratulated the other, and then we'd just kind of try to outdo the other one. And sometimes we'd get at the same time and it'd be spectacular.
Eli Rose with us here on 1410 KGR. Are you going to play more offense next year?
I kind of just want to play defense. I like defense a lot better, but I'm always willing to fill in on offense.
You might be needed.
Yeah, definitely.
They might call your number, Eli. Yeah. You might be needed on that side of the football. I don't know. It's still a long time before that. Any other sports activities that you're involved with?
I'm going to do baseball this spring. And I've been persuaded to do track again, but
somebody's trying to talk you into doing track.
Yeah, and that's I just don't think I'm wanting to do that.
You don't like track and field?
Not really.
Well, no. That's okay. You and Macy Harris, we'll put you both in the same category. She despises it with all fibers of her being, so I understand that. But you could use a spring off, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll be in the weight room with the other off season.
Yeah,
people.
But no sports.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You watch. Eli's going to be on the track team this spring. What fuels your interest in sports? You know, what keeps you going in football and wrestling? What keeps you going in sports?
The victories. I love winning. And then being able to win with your team, it's probably one of the best feelings you'll ever have. I just love it. There's something about it, and it's just amazing.
You watch a lot of sports on TV, or what do you like to watch on TV? What's your favorite team to watch on TV to follow?
Oh, the Packers.
The Packers.
Yeah,
Why Green Bay?
Well, I don't really know. At a young age, I just kind of picked them out, and I just stuck with them since. I've had a a lot of rough years, but
a lot of good years too.
Yeah, definitely. But I just like them. I'm not really sure.
What about college? You like anybody in college?
I like USC. That's probably my
wow.
Better.
Why USC?
It just seemed they're a good football school.
Not anymore.
They have been.
Not anymore, Eli.
Yeah. But a few of the Packers players went to USC, and it was like Clay Matthews.
Sure.
And
there you go.
He plays the position I play, so I kind of looked at what he did, and then I went from there.
What is the best piece of advice that you've ever got, either from a coach, maybe from your mom and dad, or from anybody else? What's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten? He's going to have to think about this one.
Yeah. I'd say flush it. I've been told that a lot after a match I lost close, or a blowout, or a football game that we lost, and just flush it. You can't let it affect you in the next match or game, and you just got to keep moving forward.
Right. I know that your mom and dad, pretty athletic-minded. What kind of an influence have they been on you in your athletic career?
Starting at a really young age, I was put in the wrestling room with Brock and Chad Beck, and so that's really helped my wrestling. And then for football, my dad always used to watch it, and I've just kind of liked it ever since. And I picked it up, and I started doing some tackle football when I was little in Marshalltown, and I've just loved it ever since.
Yeah, great. So what do you see in your brackets? Have you taken a look to see what your bracket looks like in the sectionals?
I have a little bit. I'm not really sure what I'm going to be seeded yet, but I feel like I'll have a really good chance as long as I wrestle half as good or better than I did the conference finals.
It doesn't seem like there's one team that stands out at sectionals. Everybody seems to be solid. I mean, but there's no like one elite team. Because you got Williamsburg and East Marshall, South Tama, Albia, Eddyville, all of these teams. Everybody has maybe a weakness and maybe –
Right.
And they all have a strength, but it seems like everybody's kind of evenly matched, which you don't really see at a sectional, but it's going to make for some tough competition, don't you think?
Oh, definitely, yeah. It'll be interesting to see how it all comes down, or what all comes down to.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that you get practice before it starts.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest key. What do you feel like, what do you think it's going to be like for you at Williamsburg on Saturday?
I feel like if I just go out and do my thing, then it should be a pretty fun day.
Well, let's hope so. Eli, it's great visiting with you. It's great to see you wrestle. It's certainly fun watching and broadcasting your championship match on Saturday, and let's hope there's many more of those to come in the future. Thanks so much, and good luck.
Thank you.
Eli Rose, sophomore for Grinnell Tiger Wrestling. Join us here on the Extra Point on 1410 KGRN.